Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show, and yes, it is the holidays, and I hope everyone is having safe and happy holidays this season. I am doing a dedication today because I came home last night, and like so many of us out there, especially the stunt world martial arts community, we were all shocked very so suddenly with the passing of Paul Walker, which he was mostly known for, the Fast and Furious franchise. And for me, I really thought it was a joke because there's a lot of hoaxes going on where, you know, they were doing Jackie Chan hoax and saying so-and-so had passed away. And even the day before this had happened, there was a hoax going around said Paul Walker, had died. And it's kind of like, you know, social media is out there, and I'm asking people, like, what are you talking about? This isn't real, because it was something so unexpectedly. Paul Walker passed away to some car accident in California, and he was actually, you know, he was in the middle of filming the next Fast and Furious film, and he was coming from an event I had written it down. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. The event that he was coming from, he actually helped out with charities and such. And I'm trying to bring it up here. It's Reach Out Worldwide, and that's where he was coming from. And when you click on to Reach Out Worldwide, it is foundation, and it was a quick response, mobile first, an organization aiding in rescue and recovery after major natural disasters around the globe. And this is called Reach Out Worldwide. The company overview, you can go to their page, and it has where you can send the donations. When Mother Nature deals a striking blow, communities are suddenly thrust into survival mode while dealing with injuries, death, missing persons, and devastation, destruction. Formed by Paul Walker in 2010, Reach Out Worldwide aims to mobilize quickly and travel to affected areas, sending out qualified team members, including doctors, EMTs, paramedics, and search and rescue professionals to provide first aid, medical supplies, water filters, and other life-saving necessities. We join rescue and recovery efforts to help ease the pain of those affected. So this was actually, you know, this was formed by Paul Walker himself, and he just came from that event, and it's just really very shocking. No one can believe, because he was so young, you know, very good-looking, very talented. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I know a lot of people, maybe they're not into the Fast and Furious franchise, but I've watched it, you know, for many years. And just sitting in the theaters and watching them, I loved it. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the critics say, but the Fast and Furious, I got a thrill out of watching the films. From, you know, seeing the family members grow in the film, you know, first starting off, and you can tell that the actors, they really bonded in the film. And this is something that, you know, bonding in the film, that they became very good friends. You know, the whole Fast and Furious, all, you know, cast and crew, and mostly the cast, the actors, they became very good friends. And you could see this, and if you followed around, you would know. And I actually, I wrote something on my Facebook. Give me one moment here. I'm going to bring it up. I'm just bringing it up on my page here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Give me one moment. I'm just trying to find it. I should have written down and kept it in a separate place. I'm just trying to bring it up on my Facebook page. Give me one moment. I'm just trying to find it here. Like I said, it's just a very shocking thing where everybody, you know, just, you know, this is something that is just so shocking. And I wrote a couple of things. It's, you know, when we all sit there, you know, this summer and all the times before, and there is seeing the other Fast and Furious films, we sat there, right, smack dab in the middle of the action, your blood pumping, cars racing, adrenaline flowing. We enjoy the ride. We sit there, and with exhilaration, the stunts, the fights, the plot, the excitement. You follow the actors as they grow as a family. You love the connection they had in the story with each other. You felt like you were part of it. You wanted more, and it not to stop. You wanted to keep going. You look forward to each film and didn't give a rat's behind whatever a critic or anyone said, because you loved the films. Now we have to hang on to the future of cinematic action masterpiece in its own way to unfold in front of us. Paul Walker was a part of the film, and there is much sorrow. And I hope we all can remember that life is too short. We won't know about tomorrow. So this is something that I wrote. I mean, I was just, you know, trying to figure out. I mean, I actually don't know what to say. You know, it's so hard. It's such a tough thing, because he was very, very young. And you think that these things will just, you know, just seem to last forever. And give me one moment. I had written something else, because I actually, you just don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're figuring out, like, what do you say about things like this? You give condolences, and you're saying you're sorry. And it's just that there's so many people out there. It's just all over my Facebook page. And when I heard it, you know, about 12 hours ago, I wrote this, and I really honestly didn't know what to say. Oh, God, what do you think? When you love action and a part of something, that enjoyed for many years that got your blood pumping will not be the same. Fast and the Furious, loving the scenes with the cars in the 1970 Dodge Charger from the first film and seeing the characters that grow and become family. When seeing Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, and the rest of the cast become like family to each other, and you think that something wouldn't end this way, with the death of one of the lead characters, it is kind of a shock. You don't see this coming at all, not in a long run. This is just so messed up. Life is so short. There was a saying in the film, and I think it went something like, ride free or die. And you don't expect a lead to die. And you just expect the film series to just die off, and you don't expect this at all. You expect that these actors will keep going, and we would see many more films with them because they are so young. Man, I'm telling you, action films, even someone like Paul Walker, maybe he didn't do all his own stunts, but from what I've seen, the guy worked hard and took his job seriously. Action films, you hear about people getting hurt and such in cars on set, but this is just so screwed for me to even wrap my head around it. I know the action stunt community is in shock, and it's spreading like wildfire. Paul was so young, good-looking, and it's so devastating. I pray for his family and close friends. Paul was just at a charity event right before the accident. I can't understand this. I really, really can't. I pray for his film family, Diesel, and the whole crew. The Fast and Furious whole franchise, every time the engine revved up and the cars and the racing and all the action were intense and to the max, Paul Walker, forever ride. And it's something that, you know, a lot of people just can't understand this. And the thing is, I know people are going to say there's much worse tragedies and, you know, you should be caring about, you know, kids starving and such. And you know something? Paul Walker did give back. And the thing is, the media does not show these things. They only like to really show the bad things, what actors are doing bad things. And you just hear a little about this. You know why you didn't hear too much about Paul Walker is because he did a lot of good things. And like I said, that charity event, that fundraiser, that's something that he did, that he founded himself. And I hope it's something that will continue to keep growing. And it's just, it's still a shock. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, I'm trying to like look up Paul Walker's IMDb page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Because not a lot of people, maybe, I mean, people that I know who Paul Walker is. And I'm just trying to bring up his IMDb page so that I can read a little bit about the young man here. Give me one moment. Looking up Paul Walker on IMDb. See if there is the bio on him. Okay. I'm just trying to give me one moment. My computer's stuck here. I'm trying to bring up his bio. And I don't know why his bio isn't coming up on the IMDb page. Hold on one second. Okay. See full bio. Let's see. This is just going to say something. It actually, I thought it would be more, I'll probably have to look up more about him. It says here, he was born September 12, 1973, Glendale, California. Paul William Walker was born on September 12, 1973 in Glendale, California. He began acting when he was very young, appearing in many TV commercials. In 1987, he played Professor Bennett in Monster in the Closet. He then starred in the television series Throb. He also made guest appearances on several television shows, including Charles in Charge, Highway to Heaven, Who's the Boss, and Different Strokes. Paul also had a role in the soap opera The Young and the Restless. In 1987, Paul was cast in Program to Kill as the character Jason, and since then he has appeared in a steady stream of movies. He is definitely a rising star, and not only does he have good looks, charm, wit, and excellent acting skills, he also majored in marine biology at California Community College. And it says here, he leaves behind a daughter. I think she was about 13 years old, maybe. In 2001, he was chosen by People Magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful persons in the world. It says that he didn't like to watch himself on screen and only watched his own movie once. described himself as a total gearhead, and he owns the Nissan Skyline R34, which he used in Too Fast, Too Furious in 2003. It talks about his four siblings. This is his grandfather, Paul Walker Jr., a.k.a. Irish Billy Walker, was a professional boxer, raced cars for Ford, and is a Pearl Harbor survivor. Scored his big break in show business through modeling. And I'm just looking through some of the stuff that would actually, you know, I'm just going through the IMDb page here and looking at some other stuff. I thought there would be more of a, more stuff here, but it's all spread out on the IMDb page. And he actually, one of my guests, Ron Lester, he actually worked on the set of Varsity Blues with Paul Walker. It says, you know, it's kind of funny because you know how the Razzies and stuff, they says nominating ballots. He was suggested in the Worst Actor category on the 2004 ballot for his performance in the films Too Fast, Too Furious. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what really seriously, you know, in someone's eyes, what makes someone a great actor? Not everybody's going to like someone, but I mean, Paul Walker wasn't really that bad of an actor, and they want to give him a Razzie. I mean, you got to admit there's some worse actors out there. And I'm trying to see if he actually did some of his own stunts. He might have. I'm just not really too sure. I just, like I said, it was just a shock when I got home, and I'm like, you know, he was 40 years old. And it just went through the whole, my whole entire Facebook page, all the notifications. And I was like, man, this has got to be a joke because the day before there was a hoax. And I was like, okay, there's another hoax. And that's why so many people didn't realize Paul passed away, because of these people that put out this death hoax, which I wish these people would stop doing that. And I really, you know, it's really amazing, really, really amazing with the social media out there. And people really believe it at first. And then when something like this happens, people like saying, no, it didn't really happen. You know, and that's really, really sad. And I'm trying to bring up here, I guess this is some of his personal quotes. And this is maybe something that I can actually, you know, put on my Facebook page. And this is some of his personal quotes. Paul said, you know, all that really matters is that people you love are happy and healthy. Everything else is just sprinkles on the sundae. And I think I'm going to actually use that. And I'm going to put that to a picture. And a couple other quotes. Some people say that you should go to all the parties, to the nightclubs, the Viper, or make contacts. I look at them and say, you don't want to have contact with those people. Look at what happened to River Phoenix, who died in 1993 of a drug overdose outside the Viper room. If you get caught up in that, it ruins you. Hollywood is garbage. So he actually did say that. Oh, my gosh. Says here, surfing soothes me. It's always been a kind of zen experience for me. The ocean is so magnificent, peaceful, and awesome. The rest of the world disappears for me when I'm on a wave. Next quote, he said, I'm into being a dad. That's where my focus is most of the time. I'm an actor. That's my job, but that's not my life. I have a lot of other interests, too. Another quote by Paul, I'm a dreamer. I got the whole thing when I think I'm supposed to be a musician. I live by the seat of my pants, but I like to think that I'm also pretty sensible. He goes, I want to get married. I think about it a lot, but I also think about my car, so maybe my priorities aren't exactly in line just yet. Life's too short, and the biggest curse is falling in love with someone. Well, that could be true. I don't know. I don't think it's a curse, though. I think falling in love with someone is something that's really, really special when you do fall in someone, you know, in love with someone. Let's see. It says, I'm much more likely to give myself a kick in the butt than a pat on the back. I like to agree with something right there. Yes, I totally get that. I like low maintenance, natural, outdoor girls here. Well, it's shy girls. I'm a Christian now. The thing that drove me crazy growing up is how everyone works at fault finding with different religions. The people I don't understand are the atheists. I go surfing and snowboarding. I'm always around nature. I look at everything and think, who can believe there's a God? Is all this a mistake? It just blows me away. 2010, he said, I'm passionate about animals and I hunt too. It's like I save and I kill. I'm a walking, talking contradiction. I'm all about preserving the environment, but I'm racing Cosmo Weekend. I tell everyone I'm a gun-loving hippie. And it just goes on to list his films here. Let's see. I think I can read some of them. I just have to go back here. Just give me one moment. I'm just bringing up the page here. And it's just very slow. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very slow today. I'm bringing this up. And I'm going to see what is told us. I don't know everything it is. I really followed the Fast and the Furious. And that's what I was, that's what I like Paul Walker. And I really love the Fast and Furious. And, you know, it's like, it's seeing that, you know, from the first time when Vin Diesel and Paul Walker's character, you know, because they were on the opposite, and Paul Walker went undercover as Brian, and Vin Diesel was Dom. So, you know, he went undercover. And it's just like, just from that first thing, from the first film, you know, expanded to, like, what, about 14 years, and you've seen that close relationship had bonded, and they bonded like brothers. And I really think that Paul Walker and Vin Diesel, they really bonded in real life. I really, really can see that. I mean, anybody can see that. And I'm trying to pull up, there's one, you know, he was filming the Fast and the Furious 7. There was ones he was doing, I don't know what's going to happen, with the Brick Manson, because he was training with, I believe it was David Bell. He's one of the very famous parkour person, so he was training with him. I think that's his name, David Bell. Sometimes I get the names mixed up, but he's a very huge parkour person. Let's see. Pawn Shop Chronicles. Fast and the Furious 6, Hours, Vehicle 19, Fast 5, Takers, Fast and Furious, The Lazarus Project, Stories USA, The Death and Life of Bobby Z, Flags of Our Fathers, 8 Below, Running Scared, Into the Blue, No, Timeline, Too Fast, Too Furious, Life Makes Sense If You're Famous, Joyride, The Fast and Furious, The Skulls, Breakdown Palace, She's All That, Varsity Blues, Pleasantville, Meet the Deedles, Tammy and the T-Rex, Program to Kill, Monster in the Closet. And I think there's other things that is listed, and you guys can go and see that there. As far as, you know, how are they going to finish up, you know, The Fast and the Furious, the next one. I don't even know how far, you know, they had gotten it, because, Jason Statham is supposed to be in it, Tony Jaa is supposed to be in it. And it's just something where, you know, going back thinking about the time when Brandon Lee passed away, and, you know, they had to finish it a certain way, and are they going to be able to, I mean, no one knows, because we don't know the script or anything, how will they be able to finish this? And I'm hoping that they're going to do it in a very honorable way. You know, that's what you're hoping to see, you know, have done, and maybe they'll, you know, give some memorial to, you know, Paul in the next Fast and Furious, and that's would be something nice to see. I mean, for me personally, that would be really nice to see in the Fast and Furious, to see some sort of memorial to Paul. But it's just going to be very strange, because you just really don't think. I mean, the guy was 40 years old, you know, seemed pretty young, healthy, you know, athletic. He trained in martial arts. And you just really do not think. Right now, I can't even, if you can tell, it's so hard for me to get the words out, because I feel like I'm going to cry. Because I just, you know, it made me think last night that life is really too short, because this Selma, you know, I went to see it in the movie theater, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, there's going to be another Fast and Furious film and stuff, and it's like last night, you know, you just don't know. I know this is, I'm going back to talk about film, but life is so short, and you just don't know, and you just have to take, you know, the bull by the horns. Every chance you get out there to do something, you just got to try to do it. And I just feel, you know, I mean, I pray for his family, and I just pray for his, you know, I almost want to cry myself. And okay, someone's calling in. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Shelley. This is Doug Wong.
Hi, Douglas. How are you?
Oh, fine and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, regarding Paul, we were at dinner last night with my son, and all the texts start coming in on it because he's assistant fight choreographer on the Fast and Furious 7. And it's been a crazy night for him. He's been up all night answering all the calls and messages and everything, you know, is coming in. But they all came in on Thursday because they got in for Thanksgiving break from the movie. So they were supposed to start working with him on Monday and start filming his last final scene on Tuesday with Paul. And so, yeah, it's going to be a big mess right now. So everything's still up in the air regarding the filming part. They do have a stunt double that will probably, you know, do most of the stuff now, but I'm sure they're going to have to rewrite part of the script, you know, to make it all fit in. So, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I was just talking to my son about half hour ago regarding if he finally called me back. He's been busy all night.
Oh, my God. How is Travis taking it? Because, you know, him working on the set, I mean, you know, I went through my Facebook page, and the saddest thing is people thought this was a hoax because the day before there was a hoax going around, and people went on his Paul Walker's Facebook page and said, this is not happening, and they're like, this is a joke. And people are saying, you know, this is something, and it's like, oh, my God. And it's a shock because I come home and they're saying, I thought someone was kidding around. And this is what a lot of people were thinking. I says, and I'm looking on the news and stuff, I'm going, no, this is something really serious. And I'm just like, he just came from an event, from the thing he created, the you know, his own event that helps out with disasters, and he just came from that.
Yeah, that was not too far from here, about half hour from us from here, you know. So, you know, they all flew back to California, you know, to spend Thanksgiving time, and that's so crazy, you know. Yeah, so, he's pretty upset about it, you know, because he said he was one of the nicest guy on the set of all the whole cast, you know, so, you know, they got along pretty well. And, you know, he was telling my son, we'll get a picture taken next week. Don't worry about it right now. Let's get going, you know. So they were off on their flights, you know, back here to California, and that was so sad for him to even relate that story, you know. You know, he thought everything would be okay. Well, next week we'll see you again, and that's it. But, you know, life is too short, like you say. Things happen.
Yeah, and I'm so in shock. I didn't know Paul. I don't know why this affected me, because what I saw, that I almost feel like crying right now. I didn't know Paul. I'm not out there in California, but it's something. I've watched Fast and the Furious. I saw every single one in the movie theater. And last summer when I went there, and I'm going, oh, I'm going to see another film, you know, the whole cast and crew, because I loved it. I mean, not everybody loves these type of films. And, you know, you hear critics put them down and stuff. But for me, I love what I love. I love the action and stuff. And then it's sitting here and going, this is still, I'm trying to digest it, but I didn't know Paul. I don't know why this is affecting me. And I'm going, I'm praying for his family, his friends, you know, everybody on set, Diesel, The Rock, everyone, Tyrese. I've seen what Tyrese, when he was devastated. And, oh, God.
Yeah,
and it's like, how do you make sense of this? I mean, it's something, I mean, I'm really a loss for words. I don't know what to say in times like this. I mean, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, it's not easy, you know. They're running around crazy over there, you know, production company trying to figure out things also, you know. So they're not sure if they're going to start filming again tomorrow or Tuesday, or they're going to put it on hold for a while, you know. I know they got to talk about it, you know. They got to change the script somewhat. So, and then you're talking about the Crow, you know. So when Brandon died, so the stunt coordinator on that was Jeff Imada, and he's the stunt coordinator on this one.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So, you know, it's two tragedies for him, you know, that he's seen. So that's something else, you know. So, you know, they're all kind of not in a great mood right now.
Oh, I hope they take a little time off and not rush back into it so they can, You know what I'm saying? This is just so much for anyone to handle. And
right.
I'd rather see everyone just heal a little. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't think anybody's going to blame anyone. I know Hollywood wants to rush everything, but let the actors, let them breathe. You know what I'm saying? Let them give them a chance, because Paul was, I mean, you've seen it. He became, like, in the story itself, you see Diesel and everyone, The Rock, they all became like family. It wasn't just in the film. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I've seen that. You see that.
Yep, they had everything talk for Fast and Furious 8. They already had the script for it and everything, too.
Oh, God.
So that's going to change somewhat, you know, since Paul's not going to be there anymore.
And it's just... It's mind-blowing, and I you just don't expect this, because it's like, what, you know, going over this over and again, and it, like I said, I didn't know him, and, you know, I can't even talk right now. I'm so, like, a loss for words, and I'm sitting here, like I said, I feel like crying. I'm supposed to sit here and host the show, but, you know, it's really hard, because I still can't wrap my mind around it, and it's, you know, I'm praying. I'm praying with all my heart that there's some peace, you know, something somewhere for all of you out there. And it really is breaking my heart. And I'm just sitting here today, and I'm like, I'm praying. When I came home and I've been praying all night, I couldn't sleep. And I'm sitting here going, God, thank you for my life. Because it is showing me that life is very short, and I'm very thankful in my life for what I have. I wish. Yeah, it's rough. I mean, did you ever meet Paul?
No, never had the chance to. I was hoping to, you know, to meet the whole cast sooner or later, but didn't happen. So, you know, yeah, it's just my heart goes out to him and his family, you know, and prayers go for him, all his fans, all his friends, you know, everyone. So. Yeah, I thought I'd just give you a call and, you know, give you a little talk and about him and stuff. So, anyway, I got to get running, but, you know, hang in there. You know, you got to hang
all
in
right,
there. This is your show. You know, you got to keep going, girl.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your holidays, Douglas. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Shelley. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great man that just called in. I've had Douglas Wong on my show a couple times, and this is just very hard for me, because you know me, I'm a talker, and I'm not experienced in talking about the whole death thing, because you just kind of feel like going inward. And you know, like I said, as you heard with Douglas, they had the script for Fast and Furious 8. I mean, you can see all the notifications from all the actors. Tyrese, seems like he's kind of a little messed up. I mean, who wouldn't be, you know? Even Tony Jaa, he said something about it, and this was the first time he was on set. It's just, you just sit there and just wonder. You know, I really hope there's some memoriam, I'm trying to pronounce it the best I can, and then that's Fast and Furious to Paul, because he was family to them out there. And it's just like growing. My condolences, my sincere condolences go out to Paul Walker, you know, his family, his friends, to his, you know, all the cast members to the Fast and Furious. I'm so sorry, and sorry for your loss. You know, this time of year, I'm wishing you all well, out there. And what I'm going to do is play a little song here. Give me one moment. I'm just trying to find it in the queue here. It's actually, it's called The Fighter. And I like to just play this, just take a little break. I'll be right back.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tight, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing a dedication to Paul Walker, who actually just passed away recently, sudden last night, and it is shocked the whole stunt world community, action community, and I just had Douglas Wong call in, whose son, Travis Wong, was working on set, you know, you know, I've gotten texts and stuff, you know, and now they have to find out, you know, what steps they're going to do to further to try to finish the Fast and the Furious. And many, you know, they're all truly devastated. And I was trying to find something here that I could actually read, because I had something. Like I said, I'm kind of a little bit of a tech-tard, and I'm trying to bring it up, something where I didn't want to read something really too kind of religious. I wanted to think something in my own way, and I'm trying to find something here. And it's not coming up, because I got something to read here on my radio station, a little something that I found, and I can't find it. But I do have a song I want to play. I only have certain songs in my queues, and I'm not so sure what is fitting, but I would like to play the song. It's called I Am. It's by Pisces Project, and I'd like to play this song, and I shall be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Given to me. fail, I will find my success. I'll bring to light what was once in darkness. And when fathers sing, and when mother raises a hand, I am. And in my mind, I will know victory. In my heart,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm back, and I wanted to find something to read to honor Paul Walker. The only thing that could come to my head, because I was doing some research, and I really didn't want to read something too religious. I was trying to find something, you know, and I wasn't too sure what to read, what is proper to read. The only thing I could think of in my head, I believe it's, I don't know if it's by Robert Frost, but it's from the film The Outsiders. And I'm going to try to remember this in my head, that goes something like, and dedicate this to Paul Walker. Nature's first green is gold, its hottest hue to hold. Its early leaves a flower, but only so 1 hour. But Eden sank to grief, and I'm trying to remember the rest, and dawn goes dawn today, nothing gold can stay. Let me see if I can find nothing gold can stay. If I said that right, gold can stay. I want to make sure I did say that right. I somewhat remember it from The Outsiders, you know, The Outsiders, you know, film there. And I think I did find it. And I think this is the correct way of the words. It's by Robert Frost. Maybe I did have it right. It says, nothing gold can stay. And I'm dedicating this to Paul Walker. Nature's first green is gold, her hottest hue to hold. Her early leaves a flower, but only so 1 hour. Then leaves subsides to leave, so Eden sank to grieve. So dawn goes dawn today, nothing gold can stay. And to stay golden, Paul Walker, because that's what you are. You know, you are pure gold. And I hope you're up there in the skies, you know, riding, you know, in a car. Just, like I said, I have no idea what to say. It's just things that are coming on the top of my head in my show, and I feel very sad and at the loss for Paul. And watching The Fast and Furious for many years, just, I never cared what anybody said, because, you know, I've seen what critics said about The Fast and Furious, and I don't care. You know, I really, really don't care what anybody says. I love The Fast and Furious, the whole franchise, you know, something that I really, really loved and watched for many years. So I just wanted to do this own dedication my own way. I did it best I can, and I'd like to end the show here. Ladies and gentlemen, just give me one moment. I'm going to play Battle Song. I just have to bring it up in the queue here. But everyone, you know, just remember that, you know, life is so short. You just don't know. You really, really don't know. any opportunities that you have out there, just remember to try to just go for it. You just don't know, because once again, life is so short. And, you know, if you have a dream out there, just like Paul himself working on his dream, and he did his dreams, you're as good as anybody else. And just remember that you should go for it. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoy all your holidays. Stay safe. Take care of your loved ones. Hug them extra special. And everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.